Randy, I want to take a couple of minutes here today. We have emergency haying and grazing available here in Ohio. For those landowners with CRP acres, there are some options available to them. I want to talk about those options. What's our first one?
The first option is emergency haying and grazing. And currently, the entire state of Ohio is eligible for emergency haying and grazing. Under emergency haying and grazing, producers can take 50% of the hay off of eligible practice fields. Under grazing, they can take 75% off of eligible practice fields. Typically, with haying and grazing, we have a 25% payment reduction, but because of the drought situation that we have, not just in Ohio, but across the country, the Secretary has lowered the 25% payment reduction down to just 10%.
All right. So what would be another option that we might consider?
We also offer managed haying and grazing. Under managed haying, we do allow whole fields to be hayed as long as they are an eligible practice. With managed haying, there is the 25% payment reduction that I mentioned. Another stipulation under managed haying is that it can only be done once out of every 3 years. So if a producer did managed haying last year, then they would not be eligible to do managed haying this year. If they did managed haying last year, they could do emergency haying this year. So basically, the emergency trumps managed in this case, so they would be eligible to do the emergency haying.
All right. What about those landowners that are in their maintenance year? Does that impact haying and grazing in any way?
Yes, it could. We could have situations where a producer has a practice that is eligible to be managed or emergency hayed. And depending on the recommendations from our technical service provider for CRP, which is the Natural Resources Conservation Service, they may decide that, for example, if the stand of grass is too thick, NRCS could decide that haying that ground would thin the stand, obviously, and then meet the requirements of mid-contract management. So that is an option. But then again, under emergency, we would still have the issue where we can only do the 50%. We can only take 50% of the hay. Or the whole field could be taken under managed haying.
All right. So the landowners that are going into their local office to talk about CRP, these options should be explained to them there.
Yes, that is correct. It's very important for the participants to work with their local offices throughout this entire process because they do have to receive approval and fill out the proper paperwork before they start the haying or the grazing activities.
All right. Brandy, is there anything else about CRP, haying, and grazing that you'd like to mention?
Just to reiterate to the producers, please work with your local office. They are knowledgeable on both managed and emergency options, and they can lay out both options for the producers, and then the producer can decide which is more economically beneficial for them.